Well, we continue this morning with the Holy War. John Bunyan's epic description there, well, of man in his sin and of God's love and patience. And we saw, didn't we, last time, that now, Lord, will be will, and Mr. Conscience and Lord Understanding, the Lord Mayor, gone there to Emmanuel, pleaded for mercy. But Emmanuel, they realised they had offended so dreadfully by their behaviour, by bringing Diabolus, the devil, there to come and rule over them, that they now realise the sheer folly of what they'd done, how obnoxious it was in the sight of God, and they've repented. And so they went, didn't they, not really thinking anything would come out of it for them, that they would perhaps be just cast out forever. Found instead that though they were questioned closely by Emmanuel, that he then welcomed them and embraced them and gave them beautiful robes and gave them gold chains instead of the ropes they had round their necks, as it were, to have them hung with. What a change. And now they return back to Mansour. Because if you've got good news, you can't just keep this to yourself. The whole city needed to know. Because, of course, the whole city was on tenterhooks. What would happen? What would happen to Lord Will Be Will and Lord Understanding and Mr. Recorder? Would they be executed as traitors, which indeed they were? Or was there hope? So the whole city was in a state of huge anxiety. They didn't sleep. They were so needing to know what's happened. Are we okay? Or are we doomed? So, well, they looked on with amazement and wonder and joy, because they're coming back and escorted by the army of Emmanuel, or a portion of it, and with trumpets blowing and celebration, were the three of them in their robes and with gold chains and singing hymns and bright and hope. Well, the city was staggered at this. And they let out a great cry of triumph and wonder. And so in they came into the city. And they were all agog to know what had happened. And they explained to them. And they said, is there a pardon for us? For the whole city? Are we all, can we be forgiven? And so they say, tomorrow, in the marketplace, by Mouthgate, we shall publish the decree that Emmanuel has given to us to say to you all. So that night, the city, they could hardly sleep. The excitement, the rejoicing, everything that went with this decree, this verdict that had come from Emmanuel to the people, that you're forgiven. And so the next day, they all came together and they were singing and there was triumph. And so Mr. Recorder read out what had happened and how they had been forgiven, though they deserved only death, but they'd found in Emmanuel, it's the Lord Jesus Christ, isn't it? They'd found in him pardon and forgiveness and acceptance and love and welcome. It was beyond their wildest hopes and expectations. That's the Christian message. It's beyond our wildest hopes and expectations. That we can know God, that we can be forgiven and have a relationship with him, though we've offended him and sinned again. Yes, yes, though the city had embraced Diabolus and thought he was mighty fine to have as their leader and that they would serve him without hesitation, they could be forgiven all of that. So Mr. Recorder can hardly speak because they are singing and they are rejoicing. It is a really happy day. But they think Emmanuel is still out there in the field. We want him here in our city. We want him here. But will he come? Will he listen to us? Or are we going to have to just be happy with what we have? Will he actually come and be with us in our city and rule over us? Now we've got rid of Diabolus and seen through him, we want the proper person. Because his love is just amazing. That he could pardon us. We want him. We want him all the time to be our ruler. So they all had to go out of the city, out to the camp where Emmanuel was. He greeted them, welcomed them. And then they brought to him their requests. Would you come and be with us? We want you here. We realise how foolish we've been. We realise how we have offended you and spoken ill of you, please come with us. We don't know the implications of this. We don't know where this is all going to go, because we don't know what to be holy is. We need teaching. So if you come, we realize what we might be letting ourselves in for, but we want you. We know it'll be good for us if you do come. That's it, isn't it? We'll become Christians. You don't actually know the full extent of what you're coming into. To have the Lord, and you have to have him as Lord. You can't have him as a saviour and think, well, that's nice, but I'll do what I like after that. No, he comes in to rule, and you don't know the heart, your own heart of sin fully when you're converted. You're still a long way to go. Things you have to learn about yourself, things that need changing. And so you have to give him what you say is carte blanche. You have to say, we submit to you. Tell us what we need to be told. Help us to be the people we need to be. We don't know what this is all going to entail, how painful, difficult it's going to be, but we need it. We need you. So that was what they were saying to him. And then they waited again on tenterhooks. What would he say? Would he say, go away? Would he say, not interested? No, you've had it pretty good so far, but that's the limit of it. No. He said, I hear you, and I will be pleased to come and dwell in your city and to be with you, to be your Lord and your ruler. And so they were so relieved. There it is, isn't it? The Holy Spirit comes and dwells in the hearts of those who are his people. You don't have to wait for something to happen to you 10 years later, or find some strange person from America or somewhere who'll wave something over you. You become a person with the indwelling power and presence of the Holy Spirit when you're converted. And so even if you don't know the full extent where he's going to take you, what he's going to change in you, what he's going to teach you, you've got your Bible and working that out there, it's a lifetime's experience. But it's going to be good. It's going to take you from where you are, and it's going to take you in a positive, holy direction, a direction that will bring you greater joy and peace and contentment in Christ. So, that's his rules, and we're wise if we submit to those rules and believe in him and believe in what he's going to bring, that it's good and it's going to take us further and further forward into the great, wise purposes of God. So we'll see next time how it goes from there and hear a little bit more about Emmanuel's triumphant entry into Mansoul. Our next hymn, 258, before the throne of God above. That's 258.